Nath, get the round of applause ready for a bloke who has been growing up and getting old. He studied criminal justice in college and wanted to be a homicide detective. He's an only child, just like me, so we could be twins. He doesn't keep his trophies on display. He's a humble guy like this. He likes to drink Miller Lite. Who doesn't? He's a bad golfer, but he does enjoy it. And he can still raise hell all night with the boys when he wants to. And he can lay that hammer down to see how fast you'll go. Please welcome Luke Coombs!
Hell of an intro, though. Hell of an intro.
Mate, Luke, I just want to let you know, all we can do is intros. We are shithouse at interviews. that's all we've got. Actually, before we continue, we do have an official uniform because we've been very pumped for this interview, Luke. So we'll just put our official uniforms on.
I've got the cowboy hats.
Yeah,
look at
there
that.
We go. Now, in Sydney, we've just had Harry Styles come to the country. So cowboy hats are very hard to find if they're not, not fluorescent ones. So this is all we've got. Jimmy's is actually glow in the dark. I don't know if you can.
It doesn't really.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
No, I'm gonna put the Phillies hat back on, even though it makes me sad. lost in the Super Bowl, but hey, at least we're not the Carolina Panthers, am I right, yeah. Luke?
It's true. That's true. that is a positive thing to have if you're a fan of any other team is that you're not the Panthers. So that's nice.
Exactly. I mean, well, Luke. First thing first. How are you, mate? We're pumped for the new album. We were listening to it on the way in here, and also pumped for you to come to Australia. Much like many people in this country. How you going, mate? How are things? Pretty hectic.
I'm good. Yeah, things are hectic, but good. Super excited to get down there. Always a great time going down there, man.
One of the things I love about you, Luke, is, you know, you're always teasing us with music. We can jump on the Instagram and whatnot, and you know, it's not your account. Someone's always posting videos of you on TikTok or covering a song. We've heard the new album, and you got do yourself a favor. Getting Old is amazing. Would you mind? We were driving in this morning, and we were listening to You Found Yours. It's our favorite track on the album. Would you mind if we played a bit of us singing it on the way in today?
Of course, I'd love it.
So I don't know if you'll say that after you hear it. Before you make that decision, have a listen. Okay, so this is us listening to one of Luke's new songs off the fresh album, You Found Yours, and getting a bit excited.
You guys sound great, man. You need some backup singers for the tour. You know?
That's what we're angling for.
Yeah,
Luke, we've got tickets, but we can just walk up on stage if you need us.
If you need us in August.
Absolutely.
And we're never allowed to talk to Luke ever again. Luke, let's talk about the new album. We are so pumped about it. Getting Old, it comes out March 24th. Talk to us through all the work that went into this and how pumped you are to finally get it out there March 24th.
Oh, man. Yeah, tremendous amount of work. You know, it's been, you know, between that one and growing up, it's been 2.5-3 years of work and, you know, countless days and hours in the studio and the recording booth and the writing room and, you know, doing stuff like this. And you know, it's just a tremendous amount of work, truly. This, I would say, is probably the most work, you know, I've done for an album since I started doing music, really, as far as the actual workload of it, you know, from start to finish. Obviously, you kind of COVID in the middle, you know, at the beginning, really, of this process was, you know, that threw a huge wrench in things and how things were going to go. And I'm just so proud of it and so proud of how it turned out. And I'm really excited for people to get to hear it. I really am.
Luke, you know, growing up, getting all the two albums, you know, your face, you know, side by side. Was there any point during the middle of it you were just like, oh, f***. this is so hard. What have I got myself into?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely days. There's definitely days where you think that, no doubt. And especially having them, I think they're like, you know, 9 or 10 months apart. And that's just, man, that's real close. You know, it's a lot of work to put an album out and to put two out in less than a year is like a whole lot of work. And but I'm proud of that. You know, it's like, I can't say that, you know, one day on my deathbed, I'll wish that I didn't work as hard. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'll ever think that. So, you know, I'm definitely proud of, you know, me and everybody that's part of my team, you know, and all that we've done to get this record out. And I mean, it takes, you know, it takes a lot of people to make this happen. So huge shout out to them as well.
We were so excited that we got the green light for this interview. We're obsessed with your music. We're actually hosting Jimmy's girlfriend's party tomorrow, and it's country themed.
Her birthday party. We're playing your albums.
Even though she didn't ask for that, we're just doing that because we want to hear it. And lots of people, when we told them that we were doing this interview, were like, "Oh my god! When he comes, can you get us some tickets?" But like, they're not asking for one ticket; they're asking for like six tickets each, and people we don't even know. Yeah. So, I guess what I'm asking for is, can I have 95 tickets?
Yeah, it's like we just didn't even realize, you know, like. You know, these went on sale and they sold out just crazy fast, you know, and, you know, originally wanted to, you know, do bigger shows when we were there. And there, I believe the Women's World Cup or something.
Yeah,
it's going on while I'm there.
Yeah.
There was no stadiums to be had. So everyone's always been asking me, like, why would you not do bigger shows, or why wouldn't you come down here and do these, you know, shows when you know you could sell this many tickets? And it's like, I want everybody to know that we tried as best we could.
It was either
don't come and wait to do stadiums as some other time, or come and then just come back anyways. So figured that was the
option. Luke, let me tell you, Australia is so obsessed with you. We will bulldoze buildings to give you space.
Halftime, the US versus Australia women's team. We're just going to roll Luke out. He's going to perform at halftime, guys.
Halftime show. I love it.
Yeah, it's huge.
I love it as well, Luke. My mum always worries the entertainment industry, you know, because I was studying civil engineering and she doesn't think it's a real job. You know, I mean, she's like, she asks, are you okay? Do you need money and stuff? And I tell her I'm interviewing Luke Combs, and she goes, "Oh, you're doing okay then." It's like my mum gave me a tick of approval. She's like, "I love you."
I'm glad I sold your mom on your job.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Except she's messaging through and going, "Why the f*** isn't he doing stadiums? What's going on?"
Lucas, well, we know you're a keen golfer. Nathan and I are massive golfers. We'd love to extend you the opportunity. We've got the clubs here in the studio.
We got them here. Everyone was like, why have you brought golf clubs in? We're like, just to prove to Luke we love golf.
You've got one of my favorite quotes. I hate golf. I quit golf. I can't wait to play again tomorrow. Any chance, if you'd love to have a hit with us, we can get the Miller Lights. We've got some of the best golf courses in the world here in Australia.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think we're definitely planning on swinging the sticks when we're down there. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
First time playing golf in Australia, man. So,
oh, really? Well, it doesn't get any easier, and it doesn't get any less frustrating.
We went and had a hit with Macklemore. We took money off him. So, I mean, we don't have to play for money. But we do interviews and we play golf. Okay. That's our skill set.
Every hole we win, we get 10 tickets for our mates to go. Luke, mate, we absolutely adore you. Of course, I mean, the country music superstar, Luke Combs, he's releasing his fourth studio album, Getting Old, March 24th, that comes out. He's going to be touring Australia this August, part of his record-breaking tour. And you heard it here first. He'll probably be coming back because there is a high demand. More info.
Stadium tour's coming,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
We know it.
LukeCombs.com. But, Luke, before you do go, Jim, there is something that we've been working on, right? Because we know we're gonna get kicked out of this as soon as
Luke's got so many chats. We thought we'd play one of Luke's songs for him, because I can only imagine Luke. everyone asks you, you know, hey Luke, can you sing, can you play? Does that happen a bit with like family, friends and interviews and stuff?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah,
well, we I mean, you heard a little bit of our singing earlier, so hopefully
we've put this together for you, Luke, and I know we haven't got much time left, so
we're gonna get straight into it. This is the chorus we're gonna be playing for Luke Combs, his song Growing Up and getting old.
Here we go. Okay.
Love it.
Here we go.
But I can still raise hell all night with the boys if I want to. Lay that hammer down and see how fast you go.
That's it. That's all we're done. That's
all. That was awesome, guys. That was great.
We love you, brother. We can't wait to see you. Massive fans. Download the album, stream all the songs, buy tickets when he comes back to Stadium Combs, Stadium Tours. Luke Combs, ladies and gentlemen.
We love him. Good on you, Luke. Keep, mate.
Thank you, guys.
We can't wait to
see you. Yeah, keep on down there.
Yeah, good on you, bro. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it, boys. Thank y'all.